Audio, Guyana 2.
Welcome back, learners. Today we are standing in front of the most powerful financial building in the country, the Bank of Guyana, on Avenue of the Republic. You might walk past it in Georgetown every day, but do you know that the decisions made inside this building affect the price of your bread, the cost of your taxi, and the value of the money in your pocket?
It is true. Today we are going to connect the big picture to your personal wallet. We will explain how the central bank controls the money supply and interest rates, and then we will teach you exactly how to choose the right account, avoiding the fees and maximizing the benefits.
Let us start with the money supply. Imagine the Guyanese economy is a bathtub and money is the water. If there is too little water, the economy dries up, businesses close, and people lose jobs. If there is too much water, the tub overflows, and we get high inflation, where prices go up every week. The Bank of Guyana controls the tap to keep the water level just right.
So how do they turn this tap? Their main tool is interest rates. This is the price of borrowing money. When the central bank wants to speed up the economy, they lower the interest rates they charge to commercial banks. This makes it cheaper for banks like Republic or GBTI to borrow money. If it is cheaper for them, they make it cheaper for you to borrow money for a house or a car. When loans are cheap, people spend more, business grows, and the water level rises.
But if prices start rising too fast, the central bank does the opposite. They raise interest rates. This makes borrowing expensive. If a car loan costs too much interest, you might decide not to buy that car. You keep your money in the bank instead. This takes money out of the economy and cools things down. It is a constant balancing act to keep prices stable.
And there is one more huge thing they influence, the exchange rate. We all know that in Guyana, the US dollar is vital for trade because we import so many goods. The Bank of Guyana holds reserves of foreign currency. If the Guyana dollar starts to get too weak, which would make imported food and fuel expensive, the central bank can step in. They sell some of their US dollars to the market to satisfy demand and stabilize the rate.
Okay, that is the big macro stuff. Now let us talk about your money. To participate in this economy, you need a bank account. The most basic one is the savings account. This is your safe haven. You put your salary here. It comes with a debit card so you can get cash at the ATM or pay for groceries. It earns a tiny bit of interest, usually around 1 or 2%, but its main job is safety and liquidity, meaning you can get your cash whenever you want.
Now, a lot of people think checking accounts or current accounts are just for big businesses. That is a myth. A checking account is actually perfect for everyday people who have a lot of transactions. If you need to access your money frequently, pay bills, or transfer funds often, this is the account for you. Yes, you get a checkbook, which is great for paying rent or suppliers who want a paper trail. But you also get a debit card, just like a savings account. You can swipe it at the store or use it at the ATM. The big advantage is that checking accounts often have higher transaction limits. Just remember, you usually pay a monthly fee for this convenience.
We also need to talk about the digital revolution happening right now. Online banking. Gone are the days when you had to stand in a long line at the GPL office to pay your light bill, or at GTT to pay for your internet. Today, almost every Guyanese bank has a mobile app. You can pay your utility bills instantly from your phone while sitting on your couch. And we cannot forget about MMG or Mobile Money Guyana. Even if you do not have a bank account, MMG turns your phone number into a wallet. It is incredibly popular for paying bills, buying credit, or sending cash to family in the countryside. Embracing these digital tools saves you hours of time and keeps your money safe from theft.
Now let us talk about the plastic card that can be a friend or an enemy, the credit card. Unlike a debit card, which uses your own money, a credit card is a loan. You are borrowing the bank's money to buy that TV or that plane ticket. It is convenient for online shopping and travel, but you must be careful. The interest rates on credit cards are very high. If you do not pay off the full balance every month, you will end up paying much more for the item than its actual price. Here is the trap, the minimum payment. The bank will tell you that you only need to pay a tiny amount, maybe $5,000, on a $50,000 bill. If you do that, they will charge you interest on the rest. If you keep doing that, you will be in debt for years. Use the card to build your credit history, which helps you get a mortgage later, but pay it off in full. Every single month.
If you have money you want to grow, leaving it in a regular savings account isn't enough. You should look at a fixed deposit or term deposit. You lock your money away for a year, and the bank gives you a higher interest rate. And for those willing to take more risk for more reward, you can look at the Guyana Stock Exchange, or GASCI. This allows you to buy shares in local companies. It is a small market and not very liquid, meaning you cannot sell shares instantly, like in New York, but many local companies pay healthy dividends. It is a way to beat inflation over the long run.
Now, you cannot just walk in and open these accounts. You need to pass the KYC check, Know Your Customer. This is not just the bank being annoying. It is an international law to prevent money laundering. You will need your ID card or passport, your TIN certificate, and most importantly, a recent proof of address, like a GPL or GTT bill in your name. Also, be prepared for questions about the source of funds. If you walk into a bank with $2 million in cash to deposit, they will not just take it. You must fill out a Declaration of Source of Funds form to prove the money is legal. This is to stop illegal money from entering the banking system. Having your job letter, payslip, or a sale agreement for a car ready will make this process much smoother.
Let us wrap up with the pros and cons of using the banking system in Guyana. Pros. 1. Safety. Your money is insured and protected from theft or fire. 2. Convenience. You can pay bills online and shop with a card. 3. Credit history. Having a bank account helps you get a loan later for a car or house. Cons. 1. Fees. Banks charge monthly service fees, ATM fees, and transaction fees. 2. Paperwork. As Fenrir said, opening an account takes time and lots of documents. 3. Managers' check costs. If you need to buy something big, like a car, you often need a manager's check, which costs extra money to issue. 4. Dormancy. If you do not use your account for 1 to 2 years, the bank freezes it. Make sure you make a small deposit or withdrawal every few months to keep it active.
So, here is your action plan. Shop around for the best fees. Sign up for online banking to skip the lines. Protect your PIN number. And always keep your account active.
Banking is the foundation of your financial house. Build it strong.
See you in the next lesson.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.